It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, well, we certainly do. Let's get to it. Okay, leave it to Kanye to be extra for a great cause. Kim's hubby is building community housing domes on his 30-acre Calabasas property. Now, Kanye believes that the domes will break barriers that separate the classes, namely the rich, the middle class, and the poor. And he told Forbes that the domes could hopefully be used for to help house all the homeless. So this is kind of a cool idea, right?
I feel like, Mackenzie, this is like Biodome or something here.
It could be. They're said these little domes, they stand approximately 50 feet high. They look like hollowed out wooden structures. Of course, Kanye is saying this is next level, but it's unknown when Kanye plans to have the project finished or how people actually get to move in. But the idea is interesting, right? Could be awesome.
I think I'll join his cult when he makes it official. I'll be in.
Yeah, you want to live there?
I totally would.
A little dome, wood dome. So we'll keep you posted on that. Well, The Rock has an upcoming movie with Jason Statham, and he talked about how Statham doesn't like to deviate from the scripts.
You know, he is so by the book. He likes to act what is on the page, and I do too, but we like to play. Let's stretch the scene out a little bit. Let's have fun. So I get to set, and I'm like, okay, listen, I'm going to say something to you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just go with it. And he's like, I don't know, mate. I'm like, it's okay. Yeah, just, yeah, I don't know, mate. And then I say, listen, here's the thing. If I hit you and my fist connects, you'll die.
That is what I tell people, too. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw is due to come out soon, and I think that'll be a good one. Those two, who would you rather watch? Or I guess I should ask Liv, who would you rather?
The Rock. Definitely The Rock, yes.
Or you guys.
He might break me, but The Rock.
All right. I don't want to picture Liv being broken. Mackenzie, I can't even continue on now.
Moving on to
Next
Busta.
Question.
Busta Rhymes. All right, so Busta Rhymes was met by police at London's Heathrow Airport after verbally assaulting and threatening passengers on an overnight British Airways flight.
So I said, okay, no problem. We'll handle it when we get off the plane. That's not a threat. That could be a discussion. That could be you take it to a threat level. Nothing I said was a threat.
Ooh, okay, so Busta demanded that a female passenger remove her bags from the overhead storage, so he had space, get this, for his 5 carry-on bags, okay?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It makes total sense. There was a heated exchange, the woman's husband got involved, and then Busta's like, let's go home, boy. So basically, Busta was allowed to remain on the flight, but when they landed, he was escorted off by police. 5 carry-ons, really?
It's a lot of Busta Rhymes.
Well, someone forgot to spell check Julia Louis-Dreyfus, her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and they misspelled my name. For true. And so I had them, they had to fix it. And I said, oh, save the misspelled part that Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And so I have that, and it's a prized possession of mine. And it's just a good reminder to keep me in my place.
That would be something I would do, and they just fire me.
They just fire me. She kept the other one, which is pretty cool. They just spelled the Louis. They forgot an O, but, you know, somebody might have gotten fired for that. That is your garbage.